Let's lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline, because folks, technically, it's still football season. Well, it won't be in about 51 hours, and it is a Friday, so let's check in with our friend from the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yeah, folks, on Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. Online, it's ParamountSports.com. Mr. Sterling, been a couple weeks. How are you?
Doing okay. I was at Radio Row for a couple days and left yesterday. It was minus 4, 80-degree change at 76 in Miami. So the body is still trying to adjust.
So how have the NFL playoffs treated you so far?
Great. We're on a 20, I think it's something like a 23-12 and one run, something like that, in the NFL playoffs, and finished up with the Bulls 19-9. So 23-11-2, and 19-9 in the bowl game. So hitting almost 70% the last 2 months, you can't complain.
Nah. So a couple of quick thoughts, though.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Heat guy, and then they lost a gut-wrencher the other night. But, you know, since they made the finals, they've been out of the playoffs 2 or 3 years. They're having a nice season, lost Deion Waiters. What's the buzz in South Florida? I know that they sell out just about every game. The folks down there are still all in on this franchise?
Yeah, sell out. I mean, they believe in Pat Riley. I mean, he's got to be one of the best GMs you'll find. So, yeah, they're still in on him. And baseball is going here with the Marlins. I had a guy call me here. He said, "I noticed you bought some games last year. How'd you like to get in on a ticket strip for this year?" And I told him, I said, "Listen, you just graduated college, didn't you?" He says, "Yeah." I said, "Do yourself a favor. Get a job at Burger King, because if you sell 10 packages for 20 games or more, you probably are the best salesman in the world."
Well, I was actually listening to a show when I walk my dogs in the morning. I check out Lebatard, and they were going crazy today on Jeff Loria. So are the fans more pissed at my boy Jeter or Loria?
I think both. I mean, you got Loria, who, I mean, he didn't testify. They brought David Sampson in, and he was trying to make a case. He told the Miami commissioners, they said, "Listen, you're either going to get us a stadium or we're going to leave." And they asked him, you know, "Why should we build you a stadium?" This is going back, you know, 7-8 years. And he says, "We're losing $30 million a year." Well, Deadspin, you know, got a hold of their records, and turned out they were making $30 million a year. So just a difference of $60 million. And, you know, they were lied to, and, you know, they do have two world championships. They only made the playoffs twice, ever won both years. But, you know, this is the third or fourth time they're selling people off. I mean, this one is a complete sell-off. I mean, I don't think this team can win 50 games. I'm just being quite honest with you. I looked at their roster the other day. I would never go to another game again. I mean, until they're at least 500. I mean, this is a 4 or 5 year rebuild.
Yeah, it's disgraceful what they've done to the fans down there. Talking Super Bowl 52 with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. So we all know the magnitude of the game in America. It's international, highest-rated TV show of the year. I'm curious, for your service, it's a standalone game, and obviously a lot of props, but are you as busy with this one as, say, a typical full weekend of college and NFL?
I mean, doing shows, but no. It's not even... I don't do a whole lot of business. Most of my clients have been with me now for at least, you know, 6 or 8 weeks, and they're already signed up through the Super Bowl. And you know, there's a few people here and there, but it's actually one of the slowest weekends. So I'll have someone who will be here working the day of the Super Bowl with me, but we'll probably leave half hour, an hour before the game, and it'll be quiet on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, some people will be signing up for the basketball, but
right.
Just, you know, it's if I was a service that was, you know, selling the 25,000 star lock, it might be busy, but I'm not that type of service.
So what do you want to do? I was looking at one site, and I just love, you know, the time of the anthem, the color of the Gatorade, catches, rushing yards.
Let's start with the fun props here, and it starts with the national anthem. Now, normally, you know, because my daughter sings a lot of national anthems, I'm trying to study that, but how about this? She's never sang the national anthem for any major event, so can't find anything on YouTube. If I had to guess, now, you know, they've gone over the 207 and 215 mark posted the last 2 years. Two different people sang it. So they posted this one at 2 minutes. I have a strange feeling we're going to see under. It's going to be like under, it's going to be like 153, 155. So that would be my hunch, although I'm not playing it. Now, you can bet on the color of Pink's hair. Did you see that?
I did not.
Blonde or white is even money. Pink or red is 2-1. That's going to be what I'm going to play. Green is 5-1. You know, she likes the Eagles. So does she take a real chance and come out like that? She comes out with green hair. She's not going to get invited to wear to sing the national anthem again. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Can't take sides.
And then there's kind of a piggyback way to bet on that. If you are into real long shots and you think she's just doesn't care and she's is a one-time only gig for her, and you go with the green hair at 5-1, you can wager on her saying Eagles anytime from the time she steps up to the podium to sing through the national anthem and even at the end until she leaves. She can say go Eagles after she finishes the national anthem, and that pays another 3-1. So I have a feeling I'm going to go with the pink hair, and she yells, go Eagles, after she sings the national anthem.
Wow, that's deep.
Yep.
I always thought if I was going to crash the party, I would find out who's singing the anthem and find what they're drinking and just spike it with caffeine to make them go faster and bet the under.
Well, here's the thing, though. I've probably had so many people say, how can you really set it up to make, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 or more on something like that? Well, you really can't, because the limits are usually $500 on these total on these you know, prop plays, like who's singing the national anthem and, you know, hair color and things like that. So it sounds good in theory, but usually doesn't work out that way.
I would assume not. You know, I know you and your folks at, and by the way, Pink is actually from Doylestown, PA, which is right next to where I used to live in King of Prussia. So, I mean, she's really a Philly gal, so you could understand. But I know you guys look at the history, the trends, the tendencies, the matchups.
Yeah.
But, you know, this game for you personally, Boston versus Philly, NFC, AFC, do you have any rooting interest in this game?
Zero. I will say this. I hope the Tom Brady era ends pretty quickly. It's been a long 17 years.
It's torture.
You believe
for me,
in karma, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I do too. This is crazy. If this happens, you can say you heard it here first. So this goes into my wager on the game. Would you agree that it's been proven that the Patriots filmed the St. Louis Rams the week of the Super Bowl, and that might have played a factor in them winning the game?
Well, I know that the evidence exists. They filmed it. I'm with football and me. I always wonder, does that, because you still have to execute. I think if you have the goods, maybe in baseball or basketball, it's easier. But yeah, they're a shady crew. I don't buy into deflated footballs being the difference between being
RG3
or Brady.
They did it, the deflate gate, but I don't think that really affected the game. So two ways they tried to cheat. Then they definitely were smug, and after beating Atlanta, after being down 28-3, putting 283 diamonds on their Super Bowl ring. Would you agree?
I know. Oh, that's okay. Absolutely arrogant.
And most of the Super Bowls have been tight, and they usually have never really led by more than a touchdown. So here's what I'm going to say happens. Here's my best guess. Usually works out the way no one would expect it. So I'm going to say they fear that Philadelphia defensive line, and I think they're going to come out with a short passing game. And I'm going to say that they end up carving up Philadelphia through the first quarter, and they're up 10, 13, maybe even 14 nothing. Philly's a little tight, and then eventually Philly settles in. Their offensive and defensive lines, which I think are much stronger, they end up taking over, and Philly battles back. Nick Foles settles in, and I think he's a rhythm guy, you know, after not really practicing and playing for 2 years, gets comfortable. They tie the game 5-6 minutes to go. They win it on field goal the last play of the game. And then, because of the two coordinators leaving, Tom Brady gets a little bit older. Belichick, you know, maybe gets towards the end of, you know, dealing, having, he doesn't like to deal with the press and maybe an aging and maybe not real talented roster anymore outside of Gronkowski and Brady. They both walk off into the sunset after next year.
Wow. All right. I've got this all documented, Sterling.
Okay.
Fun stuff,
so
as always.
Place, I want what? You to play it back. Save this one tape. Never asked you to do this. Save this one interview. If it takes place, I'm going to open up my own fortune-telling business.
All right. Nick, you got that one set for record? We got you. Fun stuff, as always. Yeah. Enjoy the 75-degree weather as opposed to the minus 4. And,
right.
You know, look forward. We'll catch up soon, Lee. Always appreciate
okay.
it.
Thanks, Steve. It's been a lot of fun. Let's touch base right before the March Madness, and we can talk about the Ducks' chances to maybe get to the Final Four.
Good one. I can see you're also starting a career as a stand-up comedian.
Right.
Have a good one, Lee. Enjoy the weekend, man. We'll talk soon.